Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Everyone is doing okay this evening. This is a great day in the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. Our ministry is a ministry to embrace widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, I hope that you've had a great week. I had a wonderful weekend. Our church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, began our celebration of our 100th anniversary, and we marched out of our old sanctuary into our new worship center on Saturday, August 2nd. It was a wonderful occasion. And even though that they predicted rain, it did not rain one moment at all the whole time that we were celebrating and walking to our new worship center. It was a wonderful and great occasion. And on Sunday, we also had our first service into our sanctuary, first Sunday. So that was wonderful. We had plenty of visitors and friends, and it's such a beautiful place. It feels so good to be in the house of the Lord. And we all felt that the presence of his being there. So it was a wonderful weekend. It was a busy weekend, but it was a wonderful and blessed one. And if you ever have time, come and visit us and see our new sanctuary, because it is such a beautiful place. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about comfort and strength. And I went to Webster and got the definition for both words. And I want to ask you, where are you with these two words? Think about it as I give you the definition for comfort and strength. Comfort. Comfort is a state of feeling of being less worried, upset, or frightened. That's mean when you are comfort, you have that confidence. You're not worried. You're not upset. You're not frightened. Strength. Strength is a state of being physically strong, the ability to resist being moved or broken by a force. manifest means you have strength. You have strength to persevere. You have strength to go forward. And God gives us both of those, both comfort and strength, especially when we need them. Well, I'm going to talk also some things. I'm going to talk about Paul, some things that Paul said to the Thessalonians. But let me read the scripture first. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God, our Father, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. That's coming from 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the 16th to the 17th verse. When Paul wrote this letter to the young congregation of the Thessalonians, he was deeply concerned about the persecution that were bound to face the false teachers who inevitably crossed their path. Paul never sugarcoated true Christian discipleship. Above all, he wanted Christians to be willing to endure affliction for Christ's sake. This prayer reveals a heavily fatherly concern, pray out of the honest, earnest desire of his heart for the congregation, because he could not always be there with them. Yes, he prayed for them, even when he was in prison. He prays for God to comfort them during that time personally and to give them strength when taking a stand against false teachers. These special promises are meant for all God's children. We too can draw near to God with confidence and ask him to comfort us and give us strength. He is the faithful deliverer. So have you thought about where you are with those two words? Are you comfortable with your life? Are you comfortable with God, faith in God, that you're not worried, you're not upset, and you don't get frightened all the time? Because God gives us that comfort that we need. And just like I talk about the definition for strength, he gives us, sometimes we don't always have the physically strength because something is, we are under the weather, or are we not feeling well, or even there's something that's going on with us. But even though we don't have the strength to do things like we used to, God gives us that inability to press on, that perseverance to have that strength to move forward. And he's always there to give us that comfort and strength. But what I want to spend the rest of the evening, let's meditate on his words. Let's meditate on some of the things that he wants us to do. Let's meditate on the things that we want him to do for us. The Christ in us guides us in our way. The Christ within us gives us wisdom. It gives us understanding. It gives us guidance. It is constantly available to us. Yet in the midst of a stressful day, when tension or worry chatters loudly in our minds, we still can hear the wisdom of Christ. even in the midst of a stressful day. Like glancing at a clock to check the time, we pause throughout the day to check within. We should take a deep breath and notice how our body feels. When we are anxious, breathe gently and allow any tension muscles to soften. We should observe our thoughts. Any turbulence in our mind subside as we confirm. We should ask. The Christ in us guides our way. Feel our mind clearing when we ask and confirm. The divine wisdom and understanding are always revealed to us if we be quiet and listen. We should follow the guidance of our inner Christ to create peace. We should move confidently forward and enjoy life, whether the way is familiar or unknown. The Christ in us guides our way. The Spirit of God dwells in us. That's coming from Romans 8:9, that particular scripture. God gives us and also show us the way. God is the way to give us that comfort and strength that we need each and every day. If my day were untroubled and my heart always light, would I seek that fair land where there is no night? If I never grew weary with the weight of my Lord, would I reach for God's peace at the end of the road? If I never knew sickness and never felt pain, would I reach for a hand to help and sustain? If I walked not with sorrow and lived without loss, would my soul seek sweet solace at the foot of the cross? If I desire was mine day by day, would all I desire was mine day by day, would I kneel before God and earnestly pray? If God sent no winter to freeze me with fear, would I yearn for the warmth of spring every year? God knows best. He knows exactly what we need, that comfort and strength each and every day. Our Father knows what's best for us. So why should we complain? We should always want the sunshine, but he knows there must be rain. We love the song of laughter and the merriment of cheer, but our hearts would lose their tenderness if we never shared a tear. Our Father tests us often with suffering and with sorrow. He tests us not to punish us, but to help us meet tomorrow. For growing trees and strengthen when they withstand the storm and the sharp cut of the sickle gives the marble grace and form. God never hurts us needlessly, and he never wastes our pain. But every loss he sends to us is followed by rich gain. when we count the blessings that God so freely sent, we will find no cause for murmuring and no time for limit. For our God loves his children, and to him all things are plain. So he never sends us pleasure when the soul deep needs is pain. So when we are in trouble and when everything goes wrong, it is just God working in us to make our spirit strong. Yes, he gives us that inner strength that we need each and every day. God acts so little and gives us so much. Yes, he acts us so little, but many of us never give him enough. Just giving just enough to get by. He acts so little and gives so much. What must we do to ensure peace of mind? Is it the answer I am seeking too hard to find? How can I know what God wants me to be? How can I tell what expect of me? Where can I go for guidance and aid to help me correct the errors I've made? The answer is found in doing three things, and great is the gladness that doing them brings. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God, for with these three things as your rule and your rod, all things worth having are yours to achieve if you follow God's word and have faith to believe. Yes, we must believe. Yes, he will give us that comfort and strength that we need to go through each and every day. Just continue to believe that he will do just that. On the wings of prayer, yes, we must pray for the strength and the comfort each and every day. On the wings of prayer, just close your eyes and open your heart and feel your worries and cares depart. Just yield yourself to the Father's above, to the Father above, and let him hold you secure in his love. For life on earth grows more involved with endless problems that can't be solved. But God only asks us to do our best. Then he will take over and finish the rest. So when you are tired, discouraged, and blue, there's always one door that is open for you. And that is the door, the house of prayer. And you will find God waiting to meet you there. Yes. He will do just that. Let's continue to meditate. Yes, when your heart is troubled, let not your heart be troubled. Try reading John 14:1, John 14:27. Whenever you are troubled and lost in deep despair, bundle all your problems up and go to God in prayer. Tell him, I am heartsick and lost and lonely too, that my mind is deeply burdened and I don't know what to do. But just know he stills the tempest and calm, angry sea. He humble asks if in his love he'll do the same for me. Then just keep quiet and think only thoughts of peace. And if it abides in stillness, restful murmuring cease. Let not your heart be troubled. He will always be there to give you that comfort and that strength that you need when you're dealing with certain situations. Let not your heart be troubled. He will give you just what you need. So this week, I ask you to let not your heart be troubled. Ask God to give you that strength and comfort that you need each and every day to go forward in life. We need that because there are things in life that will knock us down. But believing and trusting God, we'll be able to get up, knowing that he will give us that comfort and strength that we need to do just that. So go this week and knowing that God will give you that comfort and strength that you need. Let not your heart be troubled. That is all I have tonight, but we do have some announcements. Our 11th anniversary will be September 13th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We will have it in the same location like we always have it at the Grove. Invite your friends and family to come and join us for breakfast and celebrating our 11th anniversary. We will have more details of the speaker and other things that will be going on during that time. There will be we will be getting some flyers together so we can give it to you, and we will be mailing some out to others to invite them to our 11th anniversary. It is a blessing to know that he continued to be with us and help us with this ministry, and we know that he has bigger things for us to do. And we just ask him to continue to lead and guide us and give us that comfort and strength that we need to do just what he wants us to do. As many of you still do have not written your story, and I hope that you will think about it seriously, that your testimony will encourage others as they read this book. And we want to continue to work in getting those stories together so we can finish our book. It seems like we might not be able to do it by year end, but if we can get all the stories together where we can edit by the end of the year, we can put it in publication for 2015. So encourage others and yourself to finish your story, your testimony, because it will definitely strengthen and help others to get through their loss and the pain that they are going through. And that is the purpose of this book, is to encourage others, to help others as you were helped through your time of grieving. That is the end of our show tonight. I'm trying to think if there's any other testimony. Yes, or we are any other announcement. We are having a meeting on the third Saturday morning. Now, the third Saturday is coming up a little sooner than later because it started off August the 2nd was the first Saturday. And next
this coming weekend is the 9th, so the 16th is the third Saturday. So we are having a meeting at my home, unless there's something change. It might change where we might meet out and have breakfast together. I'm not sure exactly where the location is going to be, but I'll make sure I give you that information before then. So our next meeting will be August the 16th, and I'll get that information back to you before then. And I think that's all we have tonight. We had such a great vacation in Panama City Beach. We had a great time. It rained a few days, but still God gave us inside activities that we was able to still have fun. Visit our Facebook, The Next Chapter, Widow Ministry, or even my name, Mary Hollis, but it's under The Next Chapter, Widow's Ministry, and you can see pictures from our trip to Panama City. So we had a great time, and the ladies really enjoyed themselves. So tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week, and knowing that God will give you that comfort and strength that you need each and every day. Let not your heart be troubled. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
You can make it. You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
fight of your life.
much better.
You
made a mistake, but God won't throw you away. He'll give you favor even after a failure. Yeah, oh God. You may not see it right now, but hey, you feel like you're at the breaking point.
This is not the end.
No, this will not be.